Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A federal judge's order by deporting hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members.
Just after 6 p.m. Saturday, planes carrying more than 200 Venezuelan prisoners left the U.S. after the administration invoked the Alien Enemies Act. Less than an hour later, a federal judge temporarily blocked the president from invoking the law and ordered the planes to turn around, saying any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States. But the planes never turned around.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The president calling a federal judge's ruling ordering the administration to rehire thousands of employees ridiculous. President says he will continue discussions this week with Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. Coffee giant Starbucks has been ordered to pay tens of millions of dollars to a man who claims an unsecured cup of tea gave him severe burns.
A California jury ordering the company to pay a delivery driver $50 million after hot tea spilled into his lap. His lawyers say he suffered third-degree burns on his genitals and groin and claim Starbucks had a flagrant disregard for customer safety. In a statement, Starbucks said it sympathizes with the man, but we disagree with the jury's decision that we were at fault for this incident and believe the damages awarded to be excessive.
ABC's Allison Kosick. This is Starbucks is making a push to brew up a new look and feel for customers. According to CEO Brian Nickel, the coffee giant's making a push to become a third space for people, promising more charging stations, comfortable seating, and free refills on coffee served in ceramic mugs. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you noticed the price of eggs recently? Bet you have. Whitaker's Market just received a special shipment of Organic Valley free-range brown eggs. That's a lot of adjectives, but the sticker price is $4 per dozen, and there is no limit as long as supplies last. But we bought a lot, so they'll be around a little while. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays. And we accept credit, debit, and the Wisconsin Quest card.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece programas de eficiencia energética para ayudar a los propietarios a reducir costos mientras hacen que sus hogares sean más cómodos. Baja sus facturas y reduce su impacto ambiental con nuestras soluciones expertas. Llama al 608-647-4949 para obtener más información. Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
The Badgers yesterday lost by a score of 59-53 as they were defeated by Michigan. The Wolverines won their first title since 2018. The NCAA tournament next in line for the Badgers coming up on Thursday early afternoon. Also yesterday, it was a loss for the Bucks, 121-105 as they fell. Now they'll begin a five-game road trip to the West starting on Tuesday evening. Elsewhere in the NBA, Philadelphia 130, Dallas 125, Orlando 108, Cleveland 103, the Lakers beat Phoenix 107-96, Portland 105, Toronto 102, Brooklyn over Atlanta 122-114, the Clippers 123, Charlotte 88, and Minnesota 128, Utah 102. Also from the NHL, Detroit 3-0 over Vegas. Colorado beat Dallas 4-3 in overtime. Edmonton 3, the Rangers 1. Islanders 4-2 over Florida. Utah 3, Vancouver 1. St. Louis 7-2 over Anaheim. Winnipeg 1 in overtime over Seattle 3-2. And that's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, but it's highly preventable. Early detection is key. Screening is often recommended starting at age 45 or sooner for people at a higher risk. The Richland Hospital and Clinics performs colonoscopies on site and can often get you in within 2 weeks. Talk to your provider to see if you're ready for a screening.
A high of 55 today in partly sunny conditions, much warmer as well. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 34. Partly sunny Tuesday and 62. Tuesday night, clouding over with a 30% chance of light rain late, a low of 39. Wednesday, 48, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. Later on Wednesday into Wednesday night. Thursday, 41 with gusty winds. Friday, near 50 with scattered light rain possible. Then snowflakes Friday evening. Right now in Richland Center, just a little bit of a wind from the south, around 1 to 2 miles per hour. After a low of 18, it is 21 degrees. Good morning. Today is, well, you know what day it is.
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen 100,000 strong. Sure it was big Hibernia Brigade riding up for the Sabbath big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in my lapel. Don't you know that today's March 17? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for them. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you think New York was all Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array.
We're feeling so inspired, sure, because we're all the Irish.
It's a great, great day. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day. Gosh, there's not a cop to stop the raiding. Begara, all the cops are up the raiding. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array.
We're feeling so inspired, sure, because we're all the Irish.
It's a great day.
Yes, indeed. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be playing a few Irish ditties along the way today for yours truly, Phil Nee. I am pretty much the tried and true Irishman here at the WRCO studios, but do you know that I could not find anything green to wear today? I just don't have a lot of green shirts in my repertoire, other than I have a ski soda pop shirt that's green, but I didn't really want to wear it today because I tend to sort of dress up a little bit, dress casual, dress up, sort of. You know, I need to represent on the radio. But especially when we have guests coming for the morning show and different things like that. So I'm like, I'd better not wear my ski shirt today. You know, it would have been appropriate, I guess. But then again, I'm trying to look more professional, if that's possible. Oh, well, happy St. Patty's Day to you. We'll be giving you a chance to win a little bit later on as well from our friends at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We'll be offering up a great prize for you today. Details later on. Good luck on that carefree highway today.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face.
She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Fragments of my dream shattered sleep. I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days. The morning I head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
Is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night? Wanna cross that line, girl. Playing with fire, but they too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart of mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. Swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Time till it finds your heart or mine.
We swear it ain't love, love, love. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, playing with fire, love ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it
John Pardee and Your Heart or Mine. Good morning from WRCO Radio on a Monday, the 17th of March.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
We trust it was a good weekend for you. Pretty good for me, too. Had a nice day yesterday. It probably ate too much food, but that's all right. That's what Mondays are for, you know. Got to get back on my diet on Monday morning. We'll see how it goes here today, though. A lot of good things on St. Patty's Day.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gonna be. Hometown is a heaven on earth. Sundays are for football and church. The world turns, but I believe it's always gonna be.
As
in the driveway. Long as the sun keeps coming out, long as the Mississippi River runs, baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be. Baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be.
Mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. You'll ever think better on the home button now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. Daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night mama met him at the door, cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules to this old game. Yeah, the daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. Sometimes since she laid down the law, the daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the workday's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. He's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around in mama's way of thinking.
That's Paul Overstreet on WRCO Radio, 6:25 the time. A reminder that Community Congregational Church of Lone Rock will have a pancake supper coming up Wednesday night from 4 until 6. And among the events coming up this week in our community calendar, and a reminder that the Walk with Grace Planning Committee will meet coming up Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. And this sounds like a fun event, Silent Trivia, Friday night at 6:30 at the Richland Center High School. The cost is $10 per team, with a maximum of 10 team members. There will also be raffles, door prizes, and a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the Richland Center High School wrestling program. That a fun event coming up on Friday. Well, we move on toward a news, weather, and sports update this morning. Right now, we're going to spin a classic for March 17th.
Toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra. Toor-a-loo-ra-la. Toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so soft and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today.
Crosby for your March 17th morning here on WRCO.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, but Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs of Richland Center. Partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer today, a high of 55, with southeast to south winds at 10 to 20 and gusty. A few clouds tonight and a low of 34, 62 for Tuesday. Right now at WRCO, we're at 21 degrees, up from the overnight low of 18.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee with news. On Saturday afternoon at approximately 1:31, the Avoca Police Department received a report that Ray Pulvermacher, 71, of Muscadet, was missing. Pulvermacher, who suffers from dementia, had traveled to the village of Avoca with other members of his group for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade, but walked away from the group. Workers from the group home that searched for about an hour unsuccessfully could not find him. Avoca police, along with deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Department and Highland Police, initiated a search for the man. At 2 o'clock that afternoon, help was requested from the Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County K-9 Phoenix. A command post was made at the Avoca Fire Station, and a unified command structure was established. Responders checked the area, including a residence where the subject may have spent time in the past, but were unable to locate him. Additional resources were requested from Iowa County Emergency Management, Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, the Iowa County Drone Team, Iowa County Tech Rescue Team, and the Wisconsin DNR. A silver alert was activated through the Wisconsin Department of Justice a short time later. Iowa County K-9 Phoenix discovered a track for the subject through a part of the village. Responders were broken into search groups, and a grid search of the village was conducted on foot. Drones deployed and worked with the groups but did not locate the subject. At approximately 3:40, a call for assistance was placed to the Wisconsin Drone Network and to a canine search organization known as SOS. Officials believe that Pulvermacher may have entered a wooded hillside south of the village. The search was expanded to include that area and the rural area surrounding the village and around Avoca Lake. At 5:38 p.m., a citizen notified Avoca police that a subject matching the description of Ray Pulvermacher was located just southeast of the village, exiting a wooded area. The citizen offered Pulvermacher a ride and transported him to the Avoca Fire Department. He claimed no injuries and was reunited with his caretakers. 10 emergency agencies and over 50 responders assisted in the incident, which lasted about 5.5 hours, according to Avoca Police Chief Chad Knable. Did you notice some dust on the cars over the weekend? Well, there was a reason for that.
The National Weather Service says the storm system that brought rain and high winds to the state on Friday also brought a batch of dust kicked up from high winds in Texas. The effect is much like the hazy air we've been seeing the past few years from Canadian wildfires. The dust did raise air quality alerts, but was gone by Sunday. In addition, high winds caused storm damage to several structures and homes in southern Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday morning. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Expectations are that Milwaukee Public School students will see school resource officers when they return to class today. Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke to Fox 6 Milwaukee over the weekend that it was not his request, but it's state law. SROS were required to be in the MPS schools last year, but under the deal, the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature reached the city. A Milwaukee County judge recently set a deadline for the city to have 25 officers in place or $1,000 daily fines. Officers completed a 40-hour training program last week. Sean Duffy wants a review green transportation infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican Congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. The same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals and efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 24 with $4.2 million. In food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school food program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. Vernon County is no stranger to disasters, and emergency management wants to provide a time for you and your family to get information and resources before an emergency or disaster happens. Vernon County Emergency Management will host a Disaster Recovery Resources Seminar coming up on Wednesday at the Westby Performing Arts Center starting at 6 p.m. The purpose of this seminar is to give resources and information to citizens before a disaster occurs so they know where to start and are able to recover faster if affected by an emergency or disaster. Several organizations will be in attendance to provide a short 10 to 15 minute presentation on who their organization is and what they can offer for assistance. Handouts and brochures may be available as well. The event is free and open to everyone.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 55, and then tonight a few clouds, a low of 34. Partly sunny, continued warm on Tuesday with a high of 62. Clouding over Tuesday night, a 30% chance of light rain late, a low of 39. Wednesday, some light rain likely, and then it turns to snow later on in the day, 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation by late evening, a high of 48 Wednesday, and then falling temps, a high of just 41 Thursday, 49 for Friday. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 41. We were at 22 degrees at midnight, dropped to 18. And now, with a wind around 3 from the southwest, we are back up to 22 degrees.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at some local area notes, and also the Badgers will now be on the run toward the NCAA's coming up on Thursday. Marquette is headed there as well, seated seventh. The Badgers are seated number three. And we'll have more coming up here in a moment from WRCO Sports.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend, there was plenty of basketball on the high school scene. WIAA boys sectional finals were played, and really just one team from Southwest Wisconsin making it onto the state level. That would be Mineral Point in Division 4, and the seeding process took place over the weekend as well. The Pointers are seeded number 2, and they will take on number 3 Aquinas on Thursday night, followed by following the game between number 1 seed Bondiwell and number 4 the Prairie School as well. The WIAA tournament will tip off on Thursday afternoon with Division 3 when Freedom plays Elk Mound and Milwaukee Academy of Science will face Lake Mills as well. And then the division action continues with the Thursday night games for Division 4. Division 5 on Friday morning, Cochran Fountain City and Turtle Lake and Sheboygan Lutheran and Abundant Life Christian will face off, followed by Division 2 on Friday afternoon, Racine Park against Cedarburg and Wauwatosa West against Wausau East. The Division I semis on Friday night will pit Wisconsin Lutheran against Oshkosh North and Wanakee versus Marshfield. Champions were crowned over the weekend at the WIAA State Girls Tournament. The Division I titleist was Kimberly, also Division II won by Wauwatosa East, 59-58 over Edgewood in that title game. Oosberg won the Division III title. Cuba City won Division IV with a 53-50 hard-fought win against St. Mary Catholic. And Division V was won by Assumption over Barneveld in a close defensive battle, 34-30 on Saturday afternoon. Former Richland Center High School athlete Wes Keller is now in his senior season with the Eau Claire track team. Over the weekend, he wrapped up the indoor season as an All-American. Wes jumped 6.975 in the high jump competition to earn fifth place at the Gasolano Training Center at Nazareth University in Rochester, New York, and as a result became a Division III All-American again. Congratulations to W. Eau Claire track and field athlete Wes Keller. His parents are Ryan and Michelle Keller of Richland Center. The Badgers have earned a number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament despite losing the Big Ten title game to Michigan. The Wolverines closed Sunday's championship game on an 11-2 run to win 59-53. Wisconsin had set a conference tournament single-game record with 19 three-pointers last week, but shooters were good on only 7 of 39 Sunday. John Blackwell's 18 topped the scoring column. The Badgers will take on Montana Thursday in Denver. That's early Thursday afternoon. Here's Coach Greg Gard.
No, I think our strength coach will take care of some of that. Tomorrow we'll fly back here tonight and then use tomorrow as a recovery day and then use Tuesday, Wednesday as prep days for Montana and then be ready to go. I think we're leaving sometime Tuesday and then we'll have our open practice up on Wednesday and then be ready to go for Thursday.
Coach Greg Gard as the team makes plans. Marquette has been seeded seventh in the NCAA tournament after a 79-63 loss to St. John's Friday. The Golden Eagles will meet New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Another triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo was not enough to keep Sunday's game close for the Bucks. The Oklahoma City Thunder rolled to a 121-105 decision. Giannis filled the stat sheet with 21 points, 10 assists, and a dozen rebounds, but they couldn't get it done as a team. The team now flies to the West Coast for games at Golden State, and then they'll move on to others. Five-game Western road trip coming up, which Damian Lillard says will be a big one for the Bucks.
It's coming at the perfect time. You know, like you said, it's a big trip. You know, we got to handle our business. But I think it's a huge opportunity for us, too. You know, coming down the stretch of the season, getting ready for the playoffs, you know, I think it's something that we need. You know, we got to go out here against good teams. It's a long trip. And, you know, it's going to tell us a lot about where we are.
The Wisconsin women's hockey team will beat Minnesota in the first round of the NCAA Frozen Four Friday night. That will be the sixth time the two rivals have met this season, and it will be skated on the Golden Gophers' home ice. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCI.
Being without you has turned out to be so inconvenient. And wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess it's doing fine. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've had a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. That lie that I tried to slip by you was told with good intentions. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. And half a pound of cure is surely worth a half an ounce of pure prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane, the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. But I've had a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. Still through. Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had my mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. If I repeat myself, it's 'cause I've nothing else to do. And I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. I'm not too sure that I'm still over you.
Over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never.
worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. Baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good to see you smile. Even if it was just for the picture.
Here in Richland Center. Smile, it's Monday. I don't know if it said no one ever, right? Oh, well, but it is Monday. It's a special Monday because it's St. Patrick's Day. Last year would have been on a Sunday, so I didn't get to play some Irish ditties and, you know, kind of celebrate my Irish heritage there as much as I can today. And I bought some new shoes over the weekend, so hopefully I can do the Irish jig. But the problem is the bottoms are kind of sticky, you know, and so hopefully I don't trip and fall while I'm doing my Irish jig today.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's annual meeting is Saturday, March 22nd, 2025 at the Blue River Community Building. Join us at 10:30 to stay informed and engaged with your cooperative. We look forward to seeing you.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
A news update is coming up next here on WRCO Radio as we move along into the day. Get ready for corned beef and cabbage and for Reubens and all kinds of stuff. Speaking of which, we have a chance for you to win, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We're going to be giving away some Irish boxes this week, which you can claim later this week at Christie's. So all kinds of good stuff, including some Irish stuff. So why don't we give one away right now on St. Paddy's Day, an Irish box from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We'll give that to caller 7 at 608-647-4155. Best of luck to you today. Top of the morning to you, too.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo. And take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring. And we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty back commas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
There you go, me cousins, the Irish Rovers and the Unicorn Song. Congrats to our winner today, Mackenzie Parkhurst. Way to go. And Mackenzie will be receiving a great prize, one of these Irish boxes from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We appreciate you listening. Thanks to Christie's. And we'll be giving you some opportunities throughout the day and a few more little ditties as well to go along with St. Patrick's Day right here on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.6.